One of the county's most treasured spots is a stretch of the Milwaukee River in Glendale. Clutch Park is home to a small dam. It's a popular angler destination. From a high point above, people stand among majestic oaks to enjoy the view. The Milwaukee County Park System wants to launch a project that would not only repair the dam, but give the site a facelift. A number of people don't want that face to change. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Clutch Park Dam looks less like a dam and more like nature at work, with water tumbling and cascading across the river. Still, it requires maintenance. In 2010, the Wisconsin DNR directed Milwaukee County to repair the Clutch Park Dam.
It's been blocked by sediment and some vegetation growth, so that's a required part of this project.
That's Carl Stavi with Milwaukee County's Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Department. Since 2010, time passed and the project blossomed, along with funding to make it happen. The county park system proposed engineered and enhanced public access above and at the water's edge,
which involved a significant amount of grading and removal of trees.
Some of those majestic oak trees.
That was taken to a public information meeting and was not accepted very well. We then went back to the drawing board.
The revised plan has a fish passage hugging the western shore of the river and reduces the footprint for pedestrian and paddler access. UW-Milwaukee professor Tim Ellinger and 20 years' worth of students studied fish and their habitats above and below Clutch Dam. Ellinger hopes county park planners will consider other fish passage options and the fact fish need habitat above and below the connection in order to survive.
You know, our work here basically would suggest that those staging areas would be on the east side, where you have a narrower, deeper channel. The side over here is a little shallower and wider on the west side of the river.
Beyond fish, Ellinger says there's more at stake here.
You don't want to rush into something and discount people who have the interests in the trees, the prairies, the Native American Indian culture here, the interests around the larger issues other than just fish.
Martha Berglund is among a group of people concerned about the people who gathered here centuries ago. Clutch Park falls within an area rich in evidence of Indian mounds, garden beds, and rarely found effigies of animals called intaglio. Berglund recognizes development, roads, and structures can't be undone, but believes that what's left should be maintained and honored.
We want to plant some kind of commemoration to some of the Indian mounds.
And Berglund's group wants to create a guidebook.
Perhaps it would be digital. Perhaps it would be signage that would tell people what was here, what we know about the history of the place.
Therese Grippentrug is a landscape architect with Milwaukee County Parks.
We do have an opportunity to work with the tribes to have interpretive signage on the site.
Grippentrug says the Menominee Nation and Forest County Potawatomi will be involved in that project. It came about in a regulatory sort of way. The Wisconsin Historical Society weighed in on the Clutch Dam project because the parkway in which it is located is listed in the National Register of Historic Places. That means modifying the dam, even for fish passage, must be mitigated. And one way to mitigate or make up for the impact is by creating interpretive signage. Despite its complicated road to approval, Grippentrug has high hopes for the entire Clutch project.
It's a change that I think a lot of people will love right away, and other people will grow to love it. People will create new memories there.
Ronnie Preston, who teaches at Indian Community School in Franklin, feels something fundamental will be lost in the process. Preston, an Apache who for years has lived and worked in the Milwaukee area, remembers his first visit to Clutch Park.
I closed my eyes, and you listen to the trees, the leaves. You listen to the water. You touch the earth. This is the way it was long before any of you were here. Listening to that water, touching the earth, I was transported back in time.
It's perspectives like Preston's and Martha Berglund's that have delayed Milwaukee County approval of the Clutch Park project. The Parks Committee is due to take it up again this afternoon. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.